Daf Lamed Tet at the second two dots on Lo Yatimenu Bechol Rebosai. Gird your lines for today. This is a sugya. Let's start again at the Mishnah. What?
Lions.
Lions. Get ready. Let's go back to the Mishnah and review the Mishnah and the dinim from the Mishnah, and from there we'll go into this Gemara, which is needs a lot of hesper. Mishnah: Ein notin beitzah b'tzad necham b'shvil shtit kalgel. You don't put an egg next to the kettle in order that it should lightly roast. Meaning, this is the case of toldos ha'or. Everybody holds for sure bishul on Shabbos with fire. That's the issur d'oraisa. Even something that's a generation of fire, not a direct fire, but an indirect fire, like the kettle over here, the Gemara came out that everybody holds issur d'oraisa. So, or, told us of or, that's issur d'oraisa. The next case, v'lo yifke'enu b'sudorim. This is a handkerchief that was heated up by the sun. It's called toldos hakama. Tanakama holds, it's usher. If you heated up this handkerchief, you're not allowed to put the egg in it in order to slightly roast the egg. Usher. Told us of Chama is usher. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi's cholik. Okay, and the Gemara established over here. Everybody holds, told us our or is usher. Everybody holds Chama. If you're going to cook with the sun, meaning you leave out your drink outside in the hot, hot sun, that's mutter. You're allowed to do that. Told us how, or when something is derived from the sun's heat and you're cooking with that, there's the machloket. Tanakama holds it, we're gozer, we make a gezeira of told us hachama. You might come to mix up between the told us hachama to the told us of or. Let's give it for an example. No one's allowed to use fire on Shabbos. If someone heats up their cup of coffee, whatever, from the sun, no one's going to make a mistake and think, oh, since he heated up with the sun, I might come to heat it up with the fire. No one's going to make that mistake. The case is like this. I have my handkerchief that was heated up by the sun. If I wrap it in the egg and cook the egg, will I now come and say, oh, it was heated up? You don't recognize the source directly. You might come and heat it up with fire and wrap it up. Since I see you can do it like that and get the egg nice and warm, I might come and do that with the toldos of the chama. That itself is a machloket. Tanakama holds, also. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's mortar. We didn't make a gezerah, and you could use toldos of the chama, things that were heated up from the sun. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. The next case, v'lo yitmanenu b'chol u'b'yavad z'rachim b'shvil shetitzla, that you're not allowed to cover the egg with sand or with dust from the road in order to heat it up. Now again, this is a toldos hachama over here. And yet we don't find that Rabbi Yossi is arguing. Vashi, the chol of Yavak Tzrachim, shehukum mekol chama, they get hot from the source of the sun. Ugumum mefarish amai lo peligi Rabbi Yossi baha. That's going to be our Gemara today. Why is it that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing over here in this case of toldos hachama? Let's just see the next case again. This is going to be very nogei to our Gemara. At least the bishul aspect of it, the washing aspect of it, will be tomorrow. The issue of washing. Ma'aseh she'asu anshei Tveria. There was a ma'aseh that happened that the people of Tveria, they wanted hot water on Shabbos. Haviu silon shel tzinon. They brought a pipe of cold water betok amish shel chamim in the midst of the pools of Kami Tveria, and the Chachamim answered it. Why? We're going to see, basically, this is talking about Lachor, that it's told us a Chama, because the waters of Tveria are heated up, it told us a Chama. We'll see, the Gemara is going to bring this down, and therefore the Chachamim answered it, and we see again in our Gemara that Rabbi Yossi did not argue at all with the Chachamim when it came to the Ma'aseh she'asu anshei Tveria. Okay, so again, we have the machloket, Rabbi Yossi. I'm sorry I'm going over this again, but you'll see it's important for us to follow through with this Gemara. Rabbi Yossi holds that a tolda of chama is mutter, and Chachamim hold it's asa. So the question is, when you cover the egg with sand or with dirt from the road, That's more, that Rabbi Yossi seems to be agreeing with Chachamim that it's Asr. Gemara, the two dots on Lamed Tes, towards the middle. Lo yitmemenu b'chol, you don't cover it up with sand. V'liflug nami Rabbi Yossi b'ha. Shouldn't Rabbi Yossi also argue on this? If Rabbi Yossi does not hold that what goes there, told us Chachama Atu, told us Ha'or, let him argue also on this. So the Gemara is going to bring down two reasons why Rabbi Yossi agrees over here. Not because it's told as a chama, but for two other reasons. And we're going to spend a little time understanding these two reasons, because it needs a lot of hesper. Rav Omer, no. In Achinami, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of told as a chama is usher. Over here, there's a different issue that's going on. Omer, gezeirah shemiyatmin beremetz. We're afraid, as Rashi says, let's just see Rashi. Shemiyatmin beremetz. Demand the chazi, you see someone covering up the egg with sand. Demand the chazi, someone who sees this, Saba will say, Mikti, let's see. Hi, Libushule. If he's covering it up with the sand and cooking with his son, oh, he's cooking on Shabbos. Hi, Libushule. If I take a remetz, remetz is a coal with an ember in it. That's also cooking. If it's a vayu derech hatmana, and they're both cooked through derech hatmana, meaning we're covering up the egg, and one is mutter, we said this is only a told as a chama, and the other one is for itself. An ember in a coal is mamish the issue of the rice over here. Person might see that since he's cooking with the sand and the cook of the sun, oh, you can cook derech hatmana. That's the mistake people are going to make. Mali remits, what's the difference by an ember? Mali chol, if I have sand. In this case, with the covering of the sand, he'll agree with Chachamim that it's usher. Not because that it's a told of chama, but because people are going to make the mistake and think that if I could do this with the egg and sand, I might come and do it actually with the coal. Because they're both doing the same purpose. We'll go over in just a second what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rav is saying. Rav Yosef said no. The reason why Rabbi Yossi asked over here is not because a person might come to make a mistake with a heter hatmana to an iser hatmana. Rav Yosef you're going to move dirt from its place when you're putting the egg in the sand. What's wrong with that? Vashi. You might not have uprooted sand, meaning not loose sand, for whatever you need. Because if you have like a bag of sand that you put aside for Shabbos, it's not a problem. So what you might do now? When you're moving the dirt or the sand, remember it's only sand we're worried about over here, but there might not be so much over there. You will come to move dirt that is clinging to the ground, the havi chofikuma, and he's coming to dig a hole. That's the problem. If you could start putting an egg in sand, you might come to an instance where there wasn't enough sand all around, and you're actually going to dig a hole. Okay. We're going to just take a few minutes, because there's a lot happening. There'll be a lot of halakhas happening underneath the surface over here, and it's good to see them. Rav Yosef again says that told us a chama is totally mutter. So why then is he ushering? Why is he agreeing with the chachamim that you're not allowed to cover up with sand? So you have two reasons. Rav says we're worried that he might come to do an iser type of hatmana, that he might come to shem. It's not even hatmana; it's actually cooking. Shemiyatn beremitz is a derisa, right? If you're using an ember to put onto food, that is in a fire source. It's usher. Rav Yosef Omer Mipnei Shemazis. Mazis or Mazis? Mazis Af Eifa Mimkomo. You might move the Afa, the dirt from its place. There's a major Shaila going on both these cases.
Mazis.
What?
Mazis.
Mazis, thank you. There's a major question going on. The first one, let's deal with the Rava for a second. We have to go into this because we'll see at the end of the Gemara when we get to Rav Chisda, we have to understand what's going on over here and Ula. What was Rava saying? There's a gezeira that you might come to do if you're going to cover up this egg on Shabbos, dealing with Shabbos itself. If you do cover it up, you might come to cover it up with a coal.
You know what? We got a bigger problem over here. What about just plain hatzmana? Who says you could do hatzmana over here? If you're covering up the egg in sand, you're basically doing hatzmana. What is hatzmana? Covering something up. Now, we had early in the Gemara, there's two types of hatzmana. There's hatzmana and something that's mosif hevel, right? That for sure is us even Erev Shabbos. Why? You might come, if you cover it up on Erev Shabbos, you might come to cover it with something that's mosif hevel, that increases heat. We're afraid that you might make a mistake and cover it with an ember. So that's usur. Even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do hatzmana. Why? Because we said over there in the Gemara, if you do hatzmana on Shabbos, you might come to see the pot over there, and you're going to do hatzmana to keep it warm. You're going to see it cool down significantly, and you might come to heat it up. Those were the two gezeiros we had in the second parak on hatzmana. You're not allowed to cover things on Shabbos. So over here, Rava just came and said, it's a gezeiros shemiyatmi beremes. The reason why he ushered covering up with the sand, it's not because it's in his hatzmana, but you might come to make a mistake with the hetzer tikka hatzmana and do an itz hatzmana. How are you able to do hatzmana at all over here? That's the shaila that's going on all over the Rishonim. Tosfot, the last Tosfot mentions it. The Meiri was very clear on how to explain this. Also, beautiful. We should have asked the question on the handkerchief. You wrap it up with a handkerchief, a nice hot handkerchief, to cook it. That should be hatzmana itself also. And yet there's no hatzmana over here. If you cracked it, that was the way the Rashi said. So you crack it and you wrap it up. It's still a... Okay, according to the other Rishonim that says it's lavdach, you have to crack it, even a hard-boiled, lightly hard-boiled egg. Also, the question is there. There's a hard question over here. And we're going to cover some yisodos of hatzmana over here. So basically, the chiddush halacha over here is hatmana means to insulate. Insulate is only insulating something that was already cooked and hot. There is no din insulating on a raw egg. That's not insulating. There is no gezeira of hatmana on something that was raw. That's what the Rishonim come out from here. And that's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. That's why Rabbi Yossi had no problem with this Sudarim. You're dealing with something that's raw over here. It's cold. Meaning we're learning a tremendous din over here that we show and bring down. That hatzmana is only on something that's cooked and hot, and you want to insulate that heat. That's where you have the two gezeiros on mosif hevel or not mosif hevel. But something that's cold, raw, like an egg, no issur hatzmana at all on it. That's what they come out from here. Okay, so that's Rav, and we need this. We're going to need this for the
Hatzmana. Is cold issue or is raw issue?
It's cold. Something that's cold. So therefore, if you have cold food and you insulate it on Shabbos,
it's even if it was totally cooked before, but now it's cold, so you're allowed.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the chiddush over here. Let's see it again. So this is Nami Rabbi Yosef Bihai. Rabbi Amar over here to Gezer Shem Yatmin Beremetz. The reason why Rabbi Yosef us is over here is if you do this hetter type of hatmana and it's going to cook it, people think, hey, listen, he's covering it up and cooking it with the sun. What's the difference if he covers it up and cooks it that way? Or if I cover it up with some coals that have a little bit of an ember in it? People might make that mistake. That would be a derisa to use the ember that's actually a fire source, and therefore we have a midrabbanan unto a derisa. That's how Rava learns it. But Yosef Omer Mipnei Shenezis Afa Minkomo. You're moving the dirt from this ground. Rashi says, again, you might come to take the hole. All the Rishonim, again, all over Rashi over here, just very bekitzer. The problem is, it's a Malach Shein HaTzvika Lukhut. It's a Midrabbanan. If it's a Midrabbanan, you don't have to be Gozer up to Midrabbanan. We needed the rights over here. Therefore, Rabbi Beit Tam says, it's a Nisr Muktzah. Problems over here. There are a lot of problems. What exactly is the issur of moving dirt from his place? Is it because you might come to dig a hole, or if it has a din of muksa on it? And we'll leave it for now. We'll just keep with Vashi that we're digging a hole. My binahu, what's the difference between the two of them? Meaning they're both saying that Rabbi Yossi would not usher with the Toldos Chama. They'd either usher because you might come to do hatmana with the remnants, or you might come to move the dirt from its place, and it could be digging a hole. Might be nayu. It could be nayu. Afatikoh. If you have dirt that was prepared, and it's very loose. Vashi, Kloma, Tichuach Biomik, a big area, like a prepared sandbox or something. The Lech Lemechach Lemezis. You're not going to come to move dirt that's cling to the ground and make a hole, meaning there's nothing. You drop the egg and it's automatically covered in the sand. You're not moving anything. If you have Alpha that's mazes, you have no problem. You still would have the gezeira of Rabba that you might come to Yatmin Beremetz, because you are insulating, you're covering it with the sand. People might come to cover it with the ember. And according to Rav Yosef, there's no gezeira at all. That Rabbi Yossi, in this case, according to Rav Yosef, it will be mutter to cover it, to take the egg and to put it into sand. If you have a nice big prepared area and it's all tichuach, it's all loose ground. Okay, so no raya. I'm sorry, at this point we have two ways of learning Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to try and prove one of them. The first mitzvah we'll try, and it's not going to accomplish what we want it to. Mitzvah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel. This is clearly going to be in Shita's Rabbi Yossi that told us a chama is not asur. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Mikagel Beitza al Gavi Gag Roteach. You are allowed to lightly roast an egg on top of a burning hot roof. Right? It's in the middle of Tammuz, a hot day. You have a whitewashed roof over there. It's very hot, the roof. You are allowed to take an egg and lightly roast it on that roof. That's clearly Rabbi Yossi. Not even a question about it. But you're not an egg if it's on sidvotech, lime that has been heated up. Why? It's been heated up with fire. It's a tolda of ore. This is a clear, straight out case. Rabbi Gamaliel says you're allowed to utilize tolda hakama, but you're not allowed to utilize tolda of ore. Let's see, Vashi. Gagvotech, shavat hakama. The sun beamed down on it and really heated up. It scorched it. Scorching hot, the roof. Vein migagalim besidvoteach, and you're not allowed to do it on sidvoteach. So who told our or? Told us. So now, let's get this straight. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says you're allowed to cook, lightly roast this egg on the roof. Okay? You're allowed to, that's the only part of the device we need. So bishlama lamandu megizere shimi yatmin bevemetz. I can understand, according to that this is mutter, only according to the one that says that Rabbi Yossi holds of a gezeira that you might come to do hatmana b'remetz. Over here, this type of tolda zechava is mutter for leka lemixer. There's no reason why, by putting it on top of the roof, there's no reason why someone should come to think that he could do hatmana with the remetz and he should cover it up, because he didn't cover it up. Remember the case of the egg in the sand, people might come to the conclusion that you could cover it up with an ember. But over here, just putting it on a hot roof, no one's going to come to that conclusion. So I can understand very nice, according to Rabbo over here, why this is murta. Elamado mem ipnesha mezis, alpha mim komo. But the one who holds that you might come and move dirt from its place to come and cover the egg, ligzar. If it's on the roof and you're cooking it, maybe the person will come and take some dirt and put it on top, and he's moving dirt from its place. Either he'll come to dig a hole, or he's going to move mucks over here. Blitzer, you should be gozer over here. Vashi, lekel and mixer, according to the one that holds that you might come to be matmin the beremetz, there's no reason to be gozer. Begadlo teach the halo matmin la. You're not doing any hatmana. Ella, the one who holds shemi yazis. Alpha v'yichasenu bo, Lisa, you should make a kizir via for Rava against Rav Yosef. No, we say stam gag late bay afar. Stam roof does not have dirt on it. We're not worried about it. We're not gozer over here. According to Rav Shimon Gamaliel, there's no problem. In Rav Yosef's shita, you can lightly cook the egg on the roof, and there should be no reason to be gozer according to either shita. We're fine over here. They both stand. Tashma, let's try another Tashma from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, again, we didn't see Rabbi Yossi was kolik on the second part of the Mishnah, that there was a Maisa, the Anshei Tveria, that they brought this pipe. They piped cold water through the hot water. Chachamim mustered it. Did Rabbi Yossi argue on it? No, mashma that he's agreeing with Chachamim. Tashma ma'itze shiasu anshi Tveria, v'aviyu silon shel tzonein letoch amish shel chamim. They brought it through. Rashi, letoch amish shel chamim. Chami Tveria lav told us ha'or. Nino. It is not considered a byproduct of fire. Okay? It's considered a byproduct of the sun. And we'll get into it in a minute. We'll get into it. The sun heats up the thermal waters. It's called thermal waters, right? It's heated up through the sun. And even they ushered. Umodabah Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim ushered it. It's not a told us or, and we see that Rabbi Yossi is agreeing over here that it's usher. Why would he agree that it's usher? If he all told us the Chacham is water, why over here with Tveria would he agree with Chachamim? I can only understand this according to Rabba that says, what's the problem? That it's very similar to Atmana. I might keep ushering it because it's similar to doing Hatmana, and you might come and actually be matmin with this coal. Hayonu de dami latmana. Remember, the water, the cold water, is going through something hot, surrounded by hot. It's only similar. It's not actually hatmana, again, for the reason we said before, because it's something that's cold. Or, it's water. Okay? So again, why would Rabbi Yossi also be here? He doesn't hold, told us a chama should cook. Because only according to the one that holds the gzeri shemi yatmin bevemet, hayenu to dami latmana. It's very similar to hatmana. If a person sees you piping this cold water through, they say, ah, this is cooking the cold water, so why can't I take an ember and heat up my stuff with that? And you come to make that gzeri. So Rabbi Yossi would be gozo over here. Vashi says it's dami latmana. Why over here? It's not hatmana itself. This should not mean mine be mine. It's only similar that you're doing hatmana water in water. Meaning that's not hatmana. We're learning another getter in hatmana over here that the Mephoshim are bringing out, and we're going to bring this more out in just a minute.
Yeah, but the pipe. The pipe is heated up.
Okay, so either you could say it's something that's cold already, you're not insulating over here. But over here, what are you trying to heat up? Water. From Rashi we see that if you mat me mayim b'mayim, it's only similar to hatmana. Meaning heating up cold water with hot water is one, either it's not hatmana at all, this is something cold, or two, water with water is not hatmana. That's not hatmana. We're not matmin, we don't have the gezeira of hatmana with water with water. The second water is you have a pool of hot thermal water, you take a pipe and put it through, you store it over here, heter on Erev Shabbos, and pour the cold water in, it's going through, and now all of a sudden you have the hot water on Shabbos. That is not hatmana, even though it's surrounded. It's for one of two reasons. Either because, we said before, something cold is not, there's no issur of hatmana on it, or Rashi's mentioning another thing over here. Shemat mi mayim mayim. That's only demila hatmana, that you're covering water with water.
It's not water, it's a pipe.
No, we're not worried about heating the pipe. We're worried about heating the water.
I'm saying the water, so the water is not in the water. The pipe is not in the water.
But what's the hot? No, it's the hot. It's the outer hot water that's surrounding everything. That's the part that you would say would be the hot water. It's not the water in the pipe that's surrounded by the pipe. It's the pipe is nothing. It's the hot water outside that's completely surrounding it and heating it up. That would be the problem. So at the most it would be a toldus of chama, right? And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold us any problems of a toldus of chama. So who cares? If it's a toldus of chama and it's heating up the water, toldus of chama according to Rabbi Yossi is water. Rather, there must be another problem over here. His goes is it's similar to hatmana. It's not hatmana itself. It's similar to hatmana. It's a mutter type of hatmana, and people will make the mistake. If you could do it like this, through the hot waters, I would come and do it with an ember. What? Just the ember itself isn't derisa. Okay? The ember. You might come to do it with an ember. So Rabbi Yossi over here, it should be totally mutter for him. But he found a problem. Only according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi would be gozer in cases that are similar to Hatmana. Okay? And over here, it's similar to Hatmana, but it's not Hatmana, and we're gozer because of an Isser that you might come to, that you might wrap it with embers. But according, that only fits in nice according to Rava. That Rava says that Rabbi Yossi is worried about you might come to be Mapi Meremetz. That you might come and move dirt from the ground and make a hole. There's no reason over here why Rabbi Yossi should usher. So we see from over here, Amaskana, from our case of Tveria, that the reason why Rabbi Yossi would usher is because you might come to be Matni Beremetz. Oh. Misavart Mites, it's very a safer kind. We're assuming over here, remember there's a few cases. We had first the case of Lo Yifke'enu B'Sudorim and Rabbi Yossi Matir. We had the case where Rabbi Yossi is cholik in the Mishnah. When you take the handkerchief, which is a told as a chama, Rabbi Yossi is cholik on the chakami. In the second case, which will be, that's called the Reisha now. The Reisha is the case where Rabbi Yossi is arguing. The safe is Lo Yitmameno B'chol, you can't cover it with sand. In that case, Rabbi Yossi is agreeing. So Rabbi Yossi is going to explain Misavar Maisa Tveria Seferkai. That Maisa Tveria, was it going on the second case where Rabbi Yossi was agreeing and he'd also usher? Who said? Areshikai. Let's say the Maisa Tveria is going on the first case where Rabbi Yossi is arguing. And he'll also argue on the case of the Maisa Tveria. That don't try and corner me saying that Rabbi Yossi is ushering over here and he's not ushering for my reason and he's only ushering like Rabbi's reason. I hold that Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Anshi Tveri that it was totally mutter. Vashi, Misvar and Maisa, Aseifakai, Lisaya Sudechol, that it is the Maisa of Tveria coming to bring a raya in the case of sand, the Avak, and dirt. That Rabbi Yossi agreed, Leroy the told us comma, that teaching us it's a told us a comma, ki hai kavna, asir li tiberi kol. In that case, if you're learning on the Sefer where, it's a, kol, this Aleph I think says Maisa. Misfor, Maisa, it's a very a Sefer. It's a Reishikai. Who says it's going on the Sefer where he agrees over there? It's on the Reishikai, a Plukta, when Rabbi Yossi is arguing. And it's Rabbanan that brought down the case of Maisa Tveria. Avala Rebbe Yossi, ki agavna, lo misra. He would not usher the case of Tveria. Ela mishum dahani told us ha'orninu. He would only usher it when it's a tolda of or, but not a tolda of chama. Misvar Maisa Tveria Seferkai, where Rebbe Yossi is agreeing, and now you have to find why he's also ushering in Maisa Tveria, which we can only learn according to Rava. So Reishikai, it's going on the first part. In the case of a straight out told us a chama, and Rabbi Yossi is cholik, and he'd be cholik also in the Maisa Tveri. He'd hold it's totally mutter to do what you're doing over here. Bahake kamale, and this is what was going on in the Mishnah. We just finished with the machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi on a told us a chama, and now the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi, Hake kamale, Rabbanan le Rabbi Yossi. This is what they're saying to him. Oh, what about Maisa the Anshei Tveria to told us Kamahu? It was a case where it was a told us a Kama, the Asur Lahu Rabbanin, and the Rabbanin answered it. Why are you arguing on me? Why else did they answer it except for told us of Kama? So either Rabbi Yossi is going to answer one, like we just explained, I'm calling. I don't agree with the Kama in that case. Or you could say, Amar Lahu, that the waters of Tveria are not a tolda of Chama, they're tolda of Oro. Either you could say Rabbi Yossi is cholik, if you hold it a tolda of Chama, I don't agree with you. And I think that the Anshei Tveria were right in what they did over here. Or, Amar Lahu, we can say, Hahu, that waters, that thermal waters, is a tolda of Oro. It is a byproduct of fire, not of the sun. Why? What is these thermal underground waters? The Chalti Apischa de Gehenim. Because it goes by the entrance of Gehenim, and it's heated up from the fires of Gehenna, and that's how you have thermal water. That's how you have the hot springs of Tveria. Besides the implication of what Rabbi Yossi is saying over here, that Gehenna is a geographical place, there's other writers like that. There's other Gemaras in Shas that says that Gehenna is there's three earthial Gehennams, one in the sea, one in the Midbar, and one by Yerushalayim. Right? You have a Gay Bin Hinnom in Yerushalayim going around it, and there are some people that say the place is on Har Tzion, overlooking the Gay Bin Hinnom. There seems to be this physical understanding of Gehenna. That's needs Ian over here. What does it mean? There's a physical entrance to Gehenna, and the molten lava of the earth is like Dante's Inferno or something. There's a concept of under the ground, there's the entrance to Gehenna. That's the implications of the Gemara. We'll leave that aside. There's another thing that's going on over here. We have an interesting machloket on what is thermal baths. What is these hot waters going on? What is the makor from it? Is it called a tolda of the chama? Is it heated up from the sun? Or is it heated up from the ground, from fire that's going underneath the ground? Now I think today, Metzius is a machloket Metzius, right? We know that these thermal things are heated up. There's some crack in the earth's surface, and some of the molten heat, the lava of the earth, comes and heats it up over here. It would seem, l'chor, that Chachamim are saying that the Chachamim Tveria are coming from the sun, and yet Rabbi Yossi is saying, or at least in Rev Yosef, that it's coming from a source of fire. And it will be a machloket mitzius, and now that we know the difference between it, we can possibly not be science over here. That will be a problem. No, we're not going to say that. I saw a beautiful Hesber in this in Rev Karp Sefer. He explained like this. That a tolda of ore, meaning it's something that man utilizes, he has shlita on, he created. Toldas of karma is something that doesn't come from us. For example, everybody knows the sun is totally made of fire. It's fire over here, but yet we don't call it ore. We call it chama over here. Why? Because it's not our creation over here. It's not something that we made. Ore comes from Bnei Adam. Chama is something that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So over here, we have, this is what Chachamim are holding. Just like the sun is not called a toldah of ore, even though it's fire, the thermal waters are coming up, the fires under the ground, is not called Orvi, it's not called the Tolda of War, it's called the Tolda of Chama over here. While Rabbi Yossi will hold that it's a Tolda of War, and he's called upon it, it's different than the sun, it is something you can utilize over here. It's not a Machloken Metzius over here, it's a Machloken in Lundis. What exactly is these thermal springs that are coming out? What is heating it up? Is it called a Tolda of War, and therefore be Aser? There'll be an Isser on it, because again, it's a Tolda of ore. And if you actually use the molten lava of the earth to cook something up with, you go by a volcano, there'll be an Isser Deraisa of it, or no, that it's called a Tolda of Chama, and that lava has a din of sun. And therefore, it'll be Mutter. It'll be Mutter to you, or not an Isser Deraisa to use it, because it's not fire, it's not the Derech official. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that anyone that uses the you're allowed to use the chami to vary mid the rice, it's only mid the rabbanon. It's over here. Mashmah, we're paskining that the chami to vary have a din of toldus a chama, not that it's heated up from the sun, but according to where the river carpenters, it's called chama because it's not from us, it's coming from Shemayim. Lamaisa, what do we have over here? Oh gosh, we have the machloket Rebbe Chachamim and Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Chizda. This Rav Chizda is the... I'm going to have to go 2 minutes over here because we have to get the whole thing. I'm very sorry. Rav Chizda says, Memais ishiasu anshi tveria. From what happened in anshi tveria, anshi lehu rabbanin, that the rabbanin ushered it, what lo hatmanu bedava mosif hevel afilu mebi od yom. They were mevato. Rashi says they were ushered now hatmana. Now we're ushering hatmona on something that can increase heat. Everybody jumps over this. What are you talking about? We know this is also from other places over here. From the Maisa Tveria, we find this. Rather, I'm just going to go according to the second sheet in the Rashba, all the Chachamim are bothered by what this is doing. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rush don't even bring this, but in Lumdus, we're talking about there's a new Chiddush over here that Rav Chis is doing. That not only did the Chachamim usher what the Anshei Tveria did because it told the Chama, they also ushered it because of Hatmana V'Davar Mosif Hevel. What kind of Hatmana Mosif Hevel? Water. Water in water, the Chachamim came over here and also ushered. That's the Chiddush of Rav Chisda. There's three other possibilities of what exactly we're ushering over here with this Hatmana. Because we know Hatmana is, but Davar Mosif Hevel is also for other reasons. We had a Gezerah, Shema, you do it with the Remitzvos, things like that. Why are we bringing it from over here? Rav Chisda is bringing a new Lumdus of, we'll just say for now, heating up water with water would have a din of Hatmana. Rashi Butla Hatmana, Na'asra Hatmana, but Davar Mosif Hevel. Tahavi Biyod Yom, while it was still day, the not no sham hasilon, they put the pipe, or mitnesha sonini mitchali, because the cold water is heated up the kach, afal kach the mela, so even though it's happening with mela, you didn't do it yourself, it will have a din of hatmana. Ome ula, halakha kanshi tveria. He holds halakha kanshi tveria. Lachor, what does he mean, the halakha kanshi tveria? It must mean that he holds that we're dealing with Rabbi Yossi. Lachor, Ula, now this is complicated over here. Ula is holding that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha is like the Anshei Tveria, that they were right in what they did. That it's not a case of Hatman over here. And comes Reb Nachman, Omele Reb Nachman, Kavar Tavrino, who Anshei Tveria Lissalunayim, they already broke it, meaning they were Makabo the Chachamim. You don't come and mock you something that was Paskin and they already accepted over here. Rather, you have to say halacha like chachamim that it's coming and ushering because of hatmana lemaisa. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rush does not bring down this Reb Chisda. Therefore, we'd have to say that hatmana with mayim on mayim is still mutter. We don't add that thing over here. If they're not ushering because of it's a lumdus of hatmana. Rather, it's a lumdus of toldus haor. In the they were chozer on them and they agreed with Chacham.